Hey everyone, Ken's Wild here with Wild Child, and welcome back to the podcast. We're going to start this episode with a quote, and this quote says that nothing in life is permanent except for death, by Anonymous. And so the reason why we're starting with this quote is because the topic of this episode is going to be change. Not a lot of people like change, but the thing with life is that everything changes. The weather changes, your circumstance changes, science adapts, right? So all kinds of things in life change, and nothing in life is permanent except for death. By the time you guys hear this episode, we will probably already be drowned in snow because everything on my social media is scheduled. But right now, in this current moment that this is being recorded, the weather's changing. Everything's starting to change and prepare for winter. The horses are changing. They're getting all their fluffy winter coats and they're getting a lot more fat on them. We have to prepare for winter. You know, we got to make sure that we have water heaters and things to make sure that the water lines don't freeze. Make sure we have electricity in the areas that we need it, that we have four-wheel drive vehicles. We just have to prepare for winter as a whole because winter can be incredibly rough. No, I'm not really in an area where we like get snowed in. I'm in northern Arizona, but we do get a considerable amount of snow. I think last year the most we had was like 5 or 6 feet of snow. And I know other places get a lot worse, but either way, it's still an adjustment process. It's still something where we have to really take a step back from everything we've been used to and change. The other thing that's pretty common when the weather changes to get over to winter is that a lot of people start struggling with seasonal depression. Because it's getting darker sooner, it's not as easy to do stuff outside and go out and be active just because there's snow on the ground, and that can be a huge deterrent for a lot of people because nobody really likes snow. Personally, I kind of like the snow. I don't necessarily like driving in it. I don't really like the people that the snow brings because they come up from the city like, oh, let's play in snow, and they can't drive in it and have no common sense at all. I also don't really like the mud, but as a whole, I like the snow. I just genuinely enjoy it, which is kind of a weird thing, being that I never really saw snow. But anyway, so people start developing seasonal depression and all of these wonderful, fascinating emotional turmoils. And so that's kind of why I figured as we go into the winter and go into all of this stuff, talking about change would be a very smart idea. I thought it would be fun. When it comes to horses, there is a very traditional way of doing things. It's the way we've been doing it for years. We've been doing it for generations. You know, we've been beating horses into submission. We've been essentially using them for survival. So the thing is an unresponsive horse could have meant the death of an entire town. As they were your trip to town, they plowed the fields, they got medicine. Like, horses were survival. And so if a horse didn't respond, you'd kind of have to beat it, make sure it did respond in fear of you. Well, the thing is, we don't use horses for survival anymore, and I know that I've discussed this many, many, many times throughout my page, but there's an adjustment process once you start going from these traditional methods that most people grow up on to learning the kinder, gentler ways of doing things. It's a mindset shift. You know, when you have to catch yourself, you know, if your horse isn't doing something you want, you have to stop and say, hey, typically, I might bop them on the nose for this, but I'm not going to do that today. You know, you have to adapt and change with the idea that, you know, people aren't necessarily going to like you as well. You know, when I first started my journey of switching to positive reinforcement when I was in middle school, so many people were like, oh my God, your horse is going to become an asshole. She's going to hurt you. You're going to get yourself killed, just because I was training with treats. And I'm all, bro, I'm literally just training with treats. I'm trying to find something else that works for my crazy ornery mare that I had at the time. And, you know, you're going to have to adjust to that judgment. You know, the people being like, oh, you know, this is a bad idea, this is dangerous. And basically, it's just a lack of education when it comes to that. I mean, in zoos, you know, we train bears with positive reinforcement. We train jaguars and otters and all that fun stuff with positive reinforcement. So, like, it's not as dangerous as people tend to seem, because if it was that dangerous to train with positive reinforcement, then most zookeepers would be murdered. And I know that from my time working at a zoo. It was a lot of fun. I really did enjoy it. But again, the reason training with treats and using positive reinforcement can become dangerous is because of incorrect application. as we gain new scientific studies, we realize that some of these traditional methods aren't really beneficial. You know, like we start studying B.F. Skinner and the four training quadrants of operant conditioning. Who's to say 50 years down the road, all of that science is now like out the window because we've discovered more ways of doing things, different, kinder ways of doing things than just positive reinforcement. So with that being said, you know, horsemanship changes. Every single day we are learning something. There is something to learn from our horses and there's something we can teach our horses. And so we have to keep that in mind, is just that everything's always constantly changing. You know, the horse's temperament's changing every single day. The horse is going to be a different horse, which is why you have to work with the horse in front of you. But we need to, you know, accept the fact that change is coming, you know, that the equine industry will hopefully soon go towards the kinder methods and that you'll see more people holding a treat pouch or a target compared to people holding a whip to beat their horse at the first second they get. You know, so change is coming for the equine industry, you know, and going just again into the topic of change, horses change. You know, the more training they get, the more miles they get, the more responsive they'll become. You know, a horse who may have been an untouched Mustang 6 months ago has now changed into a horse that's under saddle. You know, it really, honestly, horses change just like everything else in life changes. Going into the topic of like seasonal depression and the weather changes and the season changes, your situation is temporary. I have struggled with mental health for the majority of my life. I was eventually diagnosed with bipolar 2, and now I am heavily, heavily medicated for that. But when it comes to like depression and mental illness, your situation is temporary. It will not be like this forever. You know, every single year, you know, winter comes, people struggle with seasonal depression. Come summer, they wake back up, right? They get out of that funk. So no matter whether you're depressed just because it's the season or because you're going through a lot in your life right now, this is temporary, right? Things will get better. Thing is you have to work to make things better. And that's a very big key factor there is, you know, you can't just expect things to get better overnight. You actually have to work to get better and to be better yourself. In my personal life, I've been going through a lot of my own changes. You know, I'm trying to just leave everything behind, just focus on myself, focus on my personal herd and becoming a different, better version of me. And, you know, throughout life, we are going to change. We are going to adapt. You know, you may have been some weird fucking child growing up, and now you've changed into some outgoing individual. And so in life, we also need to constantly work on changing ourselves. Not necessarily like changing everything about ourselves, but like looking at our lives, looking at our shortcomings and being like, oh, you know, that was really shitty right there, or that was really rude, and stopping yourself and trying to be better and do better, if that makes sense. You know, some things about us, we don't necessarily need to change, you know, and there's some things that won't change, you know, like we can change our hair color, but our natural hair color will always remain the same. You know, our eye color will pretty much always remain the same too. So like, there's certain things you can change and certain things you cannot. But when it comes to like behavior and attitude and perspective, these are all things that you can change, not just better your life, but the lives around you as well. As I mentioned at the very, very, very beginning of this episode, is that the only thing that in life that is permanent is death. Now, I kind of want to touch on this a little bit because there are some other things that are permanent. You know, let's say you get paralyzed and you will be paralyzed for life. You know, it's permanent disability, or you struggle with a disability that is permanent. Those are all permanent things, but there's also ways that we can manage that, right? You know, we can, when you're paralyzed, you can find a better wheelchair that can help you out. It can help you manage things better. If you're epileptic like I am, you can or you can find medications or other ways to manage the disability, right? So yes, that disability might be permanent, but there's ways you can manage it and change your circumstance so that you can make it a little bit easier and a little bit more manageable. When it comes to death, that is permanent. There's nothing you can do to make that easier. There's nothing you can do to make that more bearable. Once you're dead, you're gone. And going, you know, just a quick trigger warning, going into the topic of like suicide, you know, when you are suicidal, keep in mind that that's a permanent choice. And once it's done, it's done. You are never going to be able to go back. And you have, like, looking back on it, like, if I had succeeded in any of my suicide attempts, I wouldn't have seen the life that I have built for myself today. You know, I wouldn't have been able to see my fucking training facility and my career as a horse trainer thrive. I wouldn't have been able to watch as it all crumbled to the ground after I damn near died. I wouldn't be able to see where my horses have come. You know, all of them started off as ornery, crazy, wild animals, and now they're not. You know, and so you have to keep that in mind too. If you are struggling with suicidal thoughts, what could you miss if you do it? You know, what could you miss if you finish yourself off? And I really don't think that's a risk you want to take, because there are so many things out there that I don't know. Life is so powerful. Life is so magical. Life is precious. And so many people look at life as this horrible, ridiculous thing that nobody enjoys. But the thing is you have to learn to enjoy. You have to find joy in life. You know, instead of just being like, oh, everything's terrible and horrible. You can't really be like that. You know, you got to be like, oh, this sucks, but we'll keep moving forward. Or, oh, but look at the pretty flowers. Or, you know, this was a really fun day. It was crazy, but I learned a lot. You know, you have to have a perspective on life, and your joy in life comes from where you are willing to look. You know, if you're only willing to look at the bad shit, you're only going to see the bad shit. But if you're willing to take a step back and look at the good stuff, look at the positive stuff, you're going to see a whole hell of a lot more. Throughout life, your friend groups are going to change. People who you grew up with, you guys may have your distance. Jobs and careers are going to change. You know, you may have started working at McDonald's, but now you have a career as a lawyer, right? Or you may have built a career, or in my situation, built a career as a horse trainer, and now you have no idea where you're going next. So careers change, friends change, your body changes. You know, we all probably understand what it was like to go through puberty, you know, massive changes to the body and hormones. Well, as you grow older, you're also going to come into other changes. You know, your joints and your bones are going to ache a little more. You know, you might develop like arthritis, or, you know, just other things. So as you grow, your body is going to change. Your living situation is going to change. You may have been born in a small little town, and then you move to the big city, or the other way around. You know, so that life comes with so many different changes. And when it comes to change, there's also this wonderful thing called choice. You know, our choices could determine what the rest of our life is going to look like. One choice can change the entire course of your life. Now, this choice may have had to be made in a split second. For example, do I hit the elk on the road, or do I swerve to not hit it? Like which one's going to kill me? Which one's going to keep me alive? You know, that could be a split second decision that changes the entire course of your life. You could have decisions that kind of take a little bit of extra time, you know, like, oh, you know, should I follow, or should I take this job opportunity in another state and move? You know, that could also change the entire course of your life right there. You know, so our choices change our lives. Our choices are going to impact what happens. So we have to make sure that we are making wise choices. We are making smart decisions. You know, I am a recovering addict, and if I could go back in time and tell my younger self to never pick up that needle, I would do it in a heartbeat. Thing is that one choice in that one moment changed the entire course of my life. It changed the remainder of my life. You know, or like choosing to step in that pen with that horse that damn near killed me. You know, that was a choice that I made to try and help that horse, and I almost died, and I lost everything because of it. So we have to make sure, like I was saying, that we have smart choices, we make wise choices, and we try and make these choices within a thought. You know, we give time to them. And again, some choices you can't really give a lot of time to. You have to make them almost immediately and hope and pray to God it was the right fucking choice. And if it's not, then it wasn't, and we can fix it later. You know, like sometimes, you know, we will make a choice, realize it was the wrong choice, and have to figure out what to do now, you know, how to fix that choice. And sometimes we can't really fix that choice, we can potentially, you know, make a different choice from there on out, or make a new choice to affect the outcome. You know, you can't change the original thing, you can't change the past, but you're able to look at what happened, learn from it, and decide what to do from there. And finally, there's some things in life that we just cannot change. Some things in life we cannot control. You know, we cannot change how another person feels about us. We cannot change another person's perspective on life. We cannot change, you know, we cannot change certain things. And that's unfortunate, but it's true. You know, we can definitely try. You know, like if someone's got a really shitty perspective on life, you know, and let's say they always talk about how, you know, they're in such a shit situation, you're like, well, hey, why don't you do this? You know, you can start to challenge their negative thoughts with positive ones, and maybe that'll kind of help start them to shift their own perspective. You know, so there's definitely things that we can do and things that we can try, but there's only so much we can do. You know, there's only so much that we can change, only so much we can control. And so that's why it's important to work on yourself, work on the things that you can change. And if you cannot change it, or you cannot control it, then so be it. You know, it just is what it is. And so again, you know, no matter what you're going through right now in life, you know, whether you're starting to struggle again with seasonal depression, or you are maybe in a very toxic situation that you're trying to get out of. Maybe, you know, you're watching as your horsemanship journey goes from being so unbelievably brutal and horrific for these animals, to having kinder methods, to doing kinder things and being better for your horses, then so be it. You know, life is full of changes, and that's just the mystery of life. It's just one of the things that makes it so beautiful. You know, every single day is different. You know, what you may have done yesterday could be very different today. You know, you have to look at that perspective and see the joy in life, you know. And again, change makes life beautiful. It makes it unexpected. So it's an adventure that you just never know what's around the corner. And I think that is truly a beautiful and precious thing. You know, a lot of people can be afraid of change, like, oh, but you know, I've been doing things the same way for eons. Well, then great. But you know, the world's changing. So you got to change. You can either change and you can adapt, or you can get left behind. You know, you're going to be like one of those older people who struggles with technology. And don't get me wrong, you know, they're at the end of their lives. And so that's all right. You know, but if you don't change, if you don't adapt alongside the world, you will get left behind. And it's upsetting, but it's true. And, you know, again, it's okay to be afraid of change. It's okay to be nervous of what's around the corner. But at the end of the day, you can still be afraid and keep persevering and keep moving forward. You know, change is a very necessary thing. It's very beautiful. It's very powerful. And we have to embrace it. You know, we can't hide from it forever. You know, we could try and hide from it, but then eventually something in our life is going to change whether we like it to or not. And so we have to embrace change, accept change, and allow it to just do its thing. Allow life to run its course. Just like one of our previous episodes we talked, let it happen, let it go. You know, life is going to play out exactly how it wants to, whether you want it to or not. And so when you're confronted with change, it's okay to be afraid, but embrace it. Don't let that fear consume you so that you don't go for that change, but embrace the change. It may, you know, one door may close and it may open up another one that you never even thought possible. So when change occurs, it's okay to be afraid, but keep going. So I hope you all enjoyed this podcast episode. I would greatly appreciate it if you guys would reach out to me on like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, even my email if you'd like, and tell me what kind of things you guys want to hear on this podcast. I know it used to be a lot of life lessons from the horses, and then I ended up kind of having a little bit of an identity crisis and kind of changed things up to just a bunch of random freaking stories. And now I'm kind of back on track to, you know, life lessons and educational stuff and stuff that I feel like the world can use. So please reach out. Let me know if you guys want me to cover a certain topic. If you want to talk about something in particular, like, please let me know. I will welcome all ideas. I have an open mind, and whatever you offer me, I would be more than happy to try and make something for you so that I can help you guys and help others. Just my goal here, you know, my goal, because I'm no longer training horses, is I want to help others. I want to inspire others, and still try and make a difference in the equine community. You know, I swore that I would advocate for the well-being of these animals till the day I died, and I'm going to continue to do that. But I also still want to not just help these horses, but help my followers, help people. I just want to help. I just want to be there to support each other and provide content that isn't just like your typical fucking influencer, because I really don't want to be an influencer. I just don't see the point in it. You know, I want to show people that they don't, you know, to be themselves, to just, you know, I just want to help people learn what life is and how to navigate it a bit better. And I'm still learning myself. I'm young, and there's still so much more for me to learn as well. But if there's any way that I can help other people navigate their lives and navigate their circumstances better, I would love to do so. So reach out, please. With that being said, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, my TikTok. Don't forget, we have books on the shelves, and Find Your Fight has just newly been released. It's a book about trauma recovery in horses and humans. And you can find the links to all of that on my Facebook, Instagram, or even my website. So definitely check it all out. Stay strong, stay true, stay wild, and we'll see y'all next week.